Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about China spying on America. Peripheral issues we'll talk about in a moment. The 7.8 on the Richter scale earthquake in a place that you would think that God would be saying, I want your attention. But it took place, ladies and gentlemen, in Turkey, going over into other nations around it, even being felt in Israel. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about also the continual coincidence of the burning of meat processing plants, egg processing plants, seafood processing plants. Is it all coincidental, or is there a plan behind the scenes with the globalists to force us into the food famine, the fuel famine, the financial famine that's on the very horizon for America? Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article. Trump joins Biden's calls for Biden administration to shoot down the suspected Chinese spy balloon. The People's Republic of China has confirmed the balloon craft floating over Montana is Chinese. Further in the article, it says Nikki Haley said, shoot down the balloon, cancel Blinken's trip to China, hold China accountable. Biden is letting China walk all over us. It's time we make America strong again. End quote. Further, the article states, the Pentagon addressed the suspected surveillance balloon that was detected over Billings, Montana, and said Thursday that while they considered taking down the possible threat, they considered taking the balloon out of the air by force, i.e. shooting it down. But they ultimately decided, this article says, against any action due to the risk to the safety and security of the people on the ground for the possible debris field. Ladies and gentlemen, I understand that over the area of Montana and that part of the nation, there's about 5 homes about every mile. Yet they're worried about the debris field, and yet they shot it down right on the East Coast where there is a major population. But they're claiming they wanted to get it near water. They changed their statement 2 or 3 times in relationship to the reason that it was delayed. This article says, from the spy balloon to the Chinese Communist Party spying on America through TikTok, the CCP-linked companies buying America's farmland, I'm deeply troubled by the constant stream of alarming developments for our national security, wrote a former security person statement addressing the high priority concern. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about biblical eschatology in the 9th chapter of the book of the Revelation. Is very, very clear that China is one of the key players in the last days, during the days of the tribulation, where with the 200 million man army, they will be wreaking havoc across the world. Ladies and gentlemen, China is the nation's greatest enemy. China is on the very border, the very horizon, the very, threshold of involving America in a full-fledged battle that I would call the World War III, that Russia's already struck the match and getting started toward that. China is hand in hand with Russia. China, according to Daniel chapter 11, verses about verse 38 and following, you find China will come in with the rumblings out of the Far East that will frighten the Antichrist in the last days of the tribulation. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today China spying on America. Is this coincidental? Is it something where they really had a weather balloon trying to determine the weather in America, flying over America? Is it really that innocuous that the Pentagon and our defense apparatus had no thought about doing anything with it? Here's an article that says, China spy balloon quietly traverses our skies for the next few days. The Chinese sophisticated weather balloon, they're calling it that, initially entered into U.S. over Montana, home of our strategic intercontinental ballistic missile base. Hear me. The Chinese spying apparatus flew through the heartland right across the center of America to the East Coast. And they were flying over air. They know what they're doing. They flew over the strategic intercontinental ballistic missile bases in Montana. This article says, continues across America while the Biden administration doesn't seem to know what to do or to do anything. What if it were Vladimir Putin's balloon, visible for people to see, televised and to photograph? Would the nation be worried? Would we be worried? Yes, but China is far more dangerous, duplicitous, and a natural enemy, more natural enemy than Russia. Welcome to the world, according to Joe Biden, our hapless president. While Americans everywhere are urging the feds to shoot it down, including former President Donald Trump, Biden instead chose to cancel Secretary of State Antony Blinken's planned trip to China. While Beijing claims it's a weather balloon that went off course, the Defense Department has confirmed that, in fact, it is a surveillance balloon, end quote. This charade continues while such balloons are also able to prompt electromagnetic pulses and attacks in America, more devastating even than the run-of-the-mill nuclear wars. High-altitude balloons are considered a key delivery platform for secret nuclear strikes on America's electric grids, according to intelligence officials that chose rather not to be identified. Spy balloons used by Japan to drop bombs during World War II are now far more sophisticated and can fly up to 200,000 feet, evade any detection, and can carry a small nuclear bomb that, if exploded in the atmosphere, would shut down the American electric grid and wipe out electronics in all of America. Ladies and gentlemen, what if that spy balloon had detonated a EMP, electronic magnetic pulse? We would be, according to those that have surveyed and studied this for years, we would go back to the 17th century, I'm told. Everything that you think that is operable, your gas pumps would not run, your cell telephones, your electric vehicles, your cars, your refrigerator, your ovens, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It would shut America down completely. And we risk that taking place while for days this spy surveillance balloon limped across America, and Joe Biden seemed to be totally innocuous, thinking that it's not any problem, not any harm, not any danger. Let's just not worry with it. I'm looking at another article. Chinese spy balloon shot down, falling toward the Atlantic. The Chinese surveillance balloon drifting east toward the Atlantic Ocean has been shot down by the U.S. military and is now falling into the sea. Television footage showed the balloon deflating before dropping toward the water. About 2:40 p.m., U.S. military jets were visible flying in that vicinity, and ships were deployed to the water preparing for the recovery operation. The shootdown came after President Joe Biden earlier on Saturday broke the silence on the balloon. Ladies and gentlemen, the balloon flying over America for a week, Joe Biden resisting any questions from the press. I watched on three occasions when the socialist Marxist media tried to ask him a question. He deflated it, shirked it off, turned around, and walked off. And finally, on Saturday, he broke the silence, telling reporters, "We're going to take care of it," end quote. In a statement that shortly followed, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said Biden gave the go-ahead on Wednesday to take down the surveillance balloon as soon as the mission could be accomplished without undue risk to American lives onto the balloon's path. Ladies and gentlemen, if we have an emergency like that, and it takes that long to get something done, what if the president administration had been in charge when 9/11 took place? What would we be like today? Where would America be like today? This article goes further. He added that the balloon was being used by Beijing in an attempt to surveil strategic sites in the continental United States. They knew it. They knew what the balloon was for. They knew it wasn't a weather balloon. They knew it was a surveillance balloon. They knew that the balloon was going over everything that they could fly over to determine all of our secrets, if you will, about nuclear weaponry, about our military, et cetera, on a military basis. So, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to ask the question that begs to be asked and demands to be answered. Why was Joe Biden silent? Why did it take a week to move? Because it took a week to fly across America. China needed a week to get that surveillance balloon across America. Joe Biden gave them the week that they needed to get that across our nation today. This article goes further, says, careful analysis, Austin said, that is the one that is Secretary of Defense. Austin said that they ruled out the possibility of downing the balloon over land due to the size and the altitude of the balloon and its surveillance payload. What surveillance payload? Do they think they're going to have tape recorders in the balloon that they can do the recovery of the debris left and find out what China received? No, it was live streaming directly from the balloon back to the databases in China. Do they think that Americans are idiots, that we're dummies and don't know what's taking place? Ladies and gentlemen, this article says U.S. officials previously estimated its size was about 3 school buses flying at about 60,000 feet. In altitude. Ladies and gentlemen, another headline. Pentagon reveals why it waited days to shoot down Chinese surveillance balloon. Interesting article. The U.S. was able to collect valuable information on China's surveillance capabilities while observing the spy balloon as it traversed the continental United States for several days, a senior military official and senior defense officials claimed Saturday. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, they're saying that our defense people are saying that they waited the week to be able to surveil the surveillance balloon to determine what China's doing, what they're gathering, and what they intend to do. Ladies and gentlemen, that's almost laughable. What if they detonated, as I said a moment ago, an EMP? We'd be in the dark today. What if they dropped a nuclear weapon? We'd be gone today. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a poor, poor, pitiful excuse for sitting and waiting a week and not allowing anything to take place for the protection of the American citizens. Ladies and gentlemen, there are several questions that we need to ask and answer, several things we need to understand. Should Americans be concerned over the long delay to protect Americans and American citizens? Should we be concerned? The former director of the National Intelligence, James Clapper, ladies and gentlemen, James Clapper made a statement that is almost laughable, and I don't understand why anybody would think that somehow, some way, that we should just simply turn our backs on it and not pay attention to it. Ladies and gentlemen, James Clapper said, we ought not to get worried, we ought not to be concerned, we ought not to be in any way all shook up, as the world would call it. Here's the article. James Clapper says U.S. shouldn't be hyperventilating over Chinese spy balloon. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, by the way, James Clapper is the one that lied before the Senate Intelligence Committee while he was profusely rubbing his brow with his hand, and they asked him, are you lying? And he said he would not do so knowingly, not wittingly, he said. In other words, he's covering himself when he says that because, ladies and gentlemen, he lied and lied and lied some more. But here's what Clapper said. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said Saturday that the United States shouldn't be hyperventilating over a Chinese spy balloon over America, end quote. Quote, I think the bigger issue here, Clapper said, is, you know, we don't expend too much crisis energy, if you will, on hyperventilating over an air balloon. Let me go back and read that to you again. James Clapper said, I think the bigger issue here is, you know, we don't extend too much crisis energy, if you will, on hyperventilating over the air balloon. When you think about the crisis spectrum, the invasion of Taiwan or, God forbid, a nuclear confrontation. So I think we need to sort of put this in perspective. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, he was saying that we're not in a war with China, with a frontal war. We're not facing China because of trying to protect Taiwan. And so therefore, a little old spy balloon, why should we hyperventilate? Why should we be worried about that? Further, the article states, Republicans criticized the Biden administration over its handling of the spy balloon, with Republican Steve Daines of Montana calling the incident a tremendous embarrassment, while Republican Representative Ryan Zinke, a former Secretary of the Interior in the Trump administration, said the balloon should be shot down immediately. I think the administration's response to has been measured. I understand the outcry for the affront of our sovereignty on all that it offers, but satellites are going by every day and collecting, Clapper said. So why should we be hyperventilating, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got some fruitcakes at the steering wheel. We've got some dummies making decisions for our nation and what we should be doing in the protecting of our nation. But let me go back to truth. It is an eschatological prophetic truth, ladies and gentlemen. We see China, we see Russia, we see Iran, all involved in the last of the last days, final crescendo in this world. And I believe, as one of our callers said, I believe it's God's progressive judgment. I believe God is judging America, and I believe that's going to expand exponentially in the next few days, weeks, and months if Jesus Christ tarries. I'm looking at another headline, China spy balloons over U.S. during administration, Trump administration, discovered after he left office, senior Biden official said. Ladies and gentlemen, listen. Now, you got to get this, got to tie the loose ends together. Here's the Biden administration, some of the officials in the Biden administration trying to say, well, you know, it doesn't matter if one Chinese spy balloon flew over America in the Biden administration. After all, at least three did that same thing when Trump was in office. Ladies and gentlemen, they said it was not observable, but it happened. But there's not one individual in all of the spy apparatus for America that can tell you when it happened, where it happened, and what we saw, what we photographed, what we can reveal as factual data to prove that. They had no evidence or proof. They say the spy balloons were not visible. If they weren't visible, how do they know they were there if they did not record the visibility or something on record? They're trying to say that Biden is not a bad guy. Biden is a good leader because, after all, Biden has had just one and Trump had three. This article states, Trump and his top defense and national security officials told Fox Digital News it never happened, and that they were never briefed by any Chinese spy about any Chinese spy balloon. Information suggesting that the Chinese spy balloons traveled over the continental United States during the Trump administration was discovered after former President Donald Trump left office, a senior administration told Fox News. A defense official on Saturday said Chinese spy balloons traveled over the United States at least three times during the Trump administration. This article further states Trump and a number of his top national security defense officials refuted that information completely, saying that it never happened. The official told Fox News that this information was never revealed to Trump, and it never happened. They went undetected, supposedly. If they were undetected, ladies and gentlemen, how did they know? And yet they're saying in the Biden administration's puppets, they're saying that happened three times, but it went undetected. Now, if it were undetected then, how can it be detected now, to be revealed now, that it took place when Trump was in office? That's my question. If you can unravel that, let me know. I believe I have Jim on the line. Jim, go over the question and comment, please.
Dr. Youngblood, how are you doing this fine afternoon?
I'm doing great. I'm thankful to be alive today.
You and I both, brother. I'd like to add something to this topic there, and it's just common sense. Yeah, they've got spy satellites, but here is the huge difference. It's called Delta V. Delta V states you have to use so much energy to get an object in orbit there. Now, you take a balloon with a diameter of three buses there, you can get much heavier, much more sophisticated instruments at a lower altitude that are going to have a higher resolution. This balloon was using something called the Westerlies there. If you know your history, Japan used the same balloons to attempt to firebomb the western seaboard of the United States.
Yes.
It had the ability to do something called longitudinal, so it could go a north-south trajectory, and it was using the Coriolis effect of the Earth spinning, and then that would bring it in its westerly direction, but the north-south was achieved through just a little bit of thrust. This thing, if anybody
has any doubt... In other words, Jim, if I can jump in for a moment for the clarification for our listeners, they use it to follow the jet stream, and the jet stream, I've said for years and years and years, is the finger of God circling around the globe.
Yes, yes. It could be, it's a little higher than that, but it's still using what's called the Coriolis effect.
Yes.
And that's the
yes.
spin of the Earth. And it is a westerly direction, so you're very much correct. And it is God's finger because he's the one that hung the Earth in the body we call space.
Mm-hmm.
but, yeah, you can haul a much higher payload. This thing, it flew over Alaska first. Alaska has part of NORAD there, which is the defense mechanism that has sophisticated radar that's able to detect polar launches. So, in other words, ICBMs coming from China or Russia over a polar orbit there. This thing's got sophisticated radar. So they've known about it. And there's no way a balloon of any size can go undetected. And if you want to learn about history and weather balloons, just look up, what was his name, Gary Francis, who's the guy that was shot down in the U-2.
Back in the early 60s, 60 or 61, yes.
Yeah, I think his name is Francis Gary Powers, if I
Gary
remember
Powers.
Correctly. Yep, Gary Powers. They claimed we were using weather balloons back then. It's a great way to get a heavy payload, great view, and with better instrumentations than a satellite can.
And I find it fascinating, Jim, that our Pentagon military officials that's supposed to be protecting Americans say that they waited long enough to try to determine and understand what the instrumentation in that balloon, what they were doing, how they were surveilling us. They knew it was a surveillance mechanism apparatus the whole time and did nothing about it, knowing that that material, that information, that data is being transmitted live stream right back to the Chinese data banks to know everything about America. So what would be the purpose? What, in your opinion, why now? In your opinion, why at this juncture is China doing that? Is it because they know that it's their last opportunity? Is it because they know they can do that with impunity because of Biden being the president? What, in your opinion, is their rationale behind that?
My opinion, they're testing the boundaries. They want mm-hmm. to see and test the capabilities of the United States resolve, military defenses, and public opinion. They want to see how much they can get away with. I mean, mm-hmm. push the envelope. If you know that you're going to be doing something in the future, for example, it's just a matter of time. They're either going to subvertly take over Taiwan or overtly through military operations, but they are going to attempt to accomplish that goal. They have an Asian something similar to the Japanese, the Asian prosperity sphere, and they want to be the ones in control and calling the shots on that side of the world, along with the yuan being the petrodollar, you know, the
yes.
world gold standard.
In fact, Jim, I'm looking at an article that says military experts issue warning on possible U.S.-China conflict after spy balloon shot down. Several former military officials said the United States could face significant shortfall if there is ever a conflict with China regime over Taiwan coming as U.S. military jets shot down a Chinese spy balloon that drifted across the United States. Unfortunately, this writer says, talking broadly and in overall terms, the Chinese have dramatically increased their air, sea, space, cyber, and military capabilities in the last couple of decades. Acting Undersecretary of the Defense for the Policy under Donald Trump, James Anderson, told Fox News, in some of the scenarios that could happen, we might well be at a competitive disadvantage initially because they have home field advantage in terms of their capacity to quickly mobilize their forces, he said. In other words, this is a five-page article where there's a military analysis taking place that says that we're weak, we do not have the capability, do not have the personnel, do not have the materiel to go into a battle over Taiwan. In fact, one retired general says that he feels that we will be in a face-to-face combat with China by 2025. That's pretty frightening from the standpoint of America and our lack of capability and our lack of resolve to defend America. Jim, I think that we're watching the hand of God setting the stage. And by the way, I find it fascinating. I'm not a date setter, but Jim, if the rapture of the church is on the horizon, it could happen at any moment, at any time, and I believe that's true. It's the reason we call it the imminent rapture of the church. It could happen at any time. If that's the case, and if it starts to wrap up this old universe at that point in time, what if we have 2 or 3 years before the rapture, and at the very time there's the confrontation with China, the confrontation with Russia, Russia bringing the five allied nations in Ezekiel 38 and 39 against Israel? What if we're watching the clock of God with the hand of God setting the stage for the timepiece of God doing the countdown for that which the Bible talks about, the final days of this old world? What are your thoughts on that? We've got about a minute before the broadcast's time is over today.
How exciting. I'm going to be alive and be swept away by Christ himself.
Amen.
I can't wait.
Amen. I am thankful for it.
If it's not meant to be, then one way or another, I'm going to meet him.
You got it. We win in the end, is what you're saying, Jim.
Yes, you're exactly
right. Thank you so much for your call. Thank you for joining us.
Right?
Yes, absolutely, brother. God bless you. Thank you for your call.
God bless you,
ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about the prophetic clock of God that is at, I call it the wrap-up stages. We're watching God's hand moving. We're watching it in what the Scripture talks about taking place in the last of the last days. I'll read that to you once again. Matthew 24, verse 6 and 8, the Scripture says, wars and rumors of wars and nations shall rise against nation, and there shall be famine and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. Ladies and gentlemen, we're there now. Did not get an opportunity to talk about the 7.8 magnitude earthquake that took place recently in Turkey. It was over into Syria, Lebanon, and even shook parts of Israel. This article says a deadly earthquake with a magnitude of 7.8, according to the U.S. agency, struck Turkey on Monday morning. Ladies and gentlemen, they project that as many as 50 to 60,000 people could have lost their lives in that earthquake. God is on the throne. God is at work. God is saying, nations around the globe, look up. I want your attention. I'm still God. I'm still on the throne. I'm not asleep. I'm not on vacation. And ladies and gentlemen, according to Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 20, our God shall fight for us. Thank you for joining us on this broadcast today. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly 9 to 10 for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.